ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape's flagged when he took office at the end of May that he wanted to make his country the richest black Christian nation in the world. And getting a fairer share of the revenue from that country's valuable natural resources has been at the top of his priorities. In fact, that very issue played a central role in the country's recent political turmoil. Now, Mr. Marape's national executive should be considering the review of a multi-billion dollar natural gas project, the Papua LNG. His new petroleum minister has indicated that they could renegotiate that deal if it's been found that the terms are unfavourable. Whether that will happen remains to be seen, but a new research project has indicated that the PNG government does get significantly less revenue from resource projects than other countries in similar situations, as Liam Fox reports.
The question of how much PNG gets out of the resource sector has been a big issue of late. After becoming Prime Minister in May, James Marape has taken a tougher stance towards energy and mining companies than his predecessors. He's indicated his government will seek better commercial returns out of resource projects than has been the case in the past. To illustrate that, he ordered a review of the agreement the previous PM, Peter O'Neill, struck with French energy giant Total and its joint venture partners in April that paved the way for the country's second liquefied natural gas project, the $13 billion Papua LNG. It's an issue that's also been playing on the mind of Dr. Martin Davies.
We've been sitting in Port Moresby for a few years. This massive amount of LNG is zipping by, you know, billions of dollars a year. And you really don't see any benefit, you don't see any effect of that in the country.
Dr. Davies has a long connection to PNG. He grew up in Port Moresby. He's an associate professor of economics at the University of Washington and Lee in the US, but visits PNG every year and is a visiting lecturer at UPNG. He and colleague Dr. Marcel Schroeder have started a project to try and answer the question, does the PNG government get its fair share from the resource sector? To do that, they're feeding information collected by the Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, EITI, into a database to compare PNG to other countries in a similar position. PNG is a signatory to the EITI, which requires the disclosure of revenue derived from resource projects. So far, Dr. Davies says it looks like the amount of revenue the PNG government collects is worth around 10 to 12% of the overall resource gross domestic product.
If we compare that to other similar countries, you know, we're comparing to Mongolia, Timor-Leste, Democratic Republic of Congo, and a few others, it is low.
In Mongolia, the figure is around 30%, and it's 35% in the African nation of Chad. The researchers also examined the breakup of the different sources of resource sector revenue, corporate income tax, royalties, government equity, and what they call social contributions, that is, taxes on the wages earned by resource sector workers. What they found was, again, very different to other developing countries with a heavy reliance on the resource sector. In 2017, corporate income taxes accounted for just 5% of resource-related revenue in PNG. Royalties contributed 11%, while a third of all revenue came from social contributions.
So what that demonstrates, really, is that PNG is getting a very small amount of revenue, you know, abnormally relative to our sample of the EITI countries, abnormally small share of its resource revenue from corporate income tax, royalties and government equity.
In comparison, Mongolia gets 37% of its resource revenue from royalties, Chad 38%, and Timor-Leste 58%. Dr. Davies says the breakdown shows the deal the PNG government has struck with multinational resource companies in the past, like the first LNG project, are back-loaded.
Which means that you don't get revenue for a period of time while the countries recoup their development costs. And in the LNG case, I think they still really haven't started paying out yet. It's not clear to me when that payment date will begin.
As for the ultimate question they're investigating, is the government getting its fair share? Dr. Davies says it's still too early for a definitive answer, but so far it's not looking good.
The answer really to that is we'll have to wait until we finish our paper. At that point, we will actually be able to make a scientific prediction or comment on that. But all we can say for the moment is, yeah, it just looks a little bit strange. It does look low, but watch this space.